We're reliant on your support to continue helping veterans living with PTSD. If you'd like to donate, please go to justgiving.com/The Mountain Way. We'd be very grateful.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome again to the Mountain Way podcast. Again, today we've got Rick, who came on our program last year. Rick's already spoken about his early impressions. Today we're going to be talking about a new tool that Rick was practicing called guided reflection and how that worked for him. Once we'd got through the first part, the meditation bit, and been up to a beautiful place called Lac Du, we went to a place called Montenay. It was a beautiful part of the world, and it was a great place to really start thinking in terms of the issues facing Rick. And this is how the program works. First of all, we help our guests to understand how to control the negative elements through meditation. And once he got that sort of confidence that he could actually control certain feelings and emotions, then I introduced him to guided reflection. So how did it feel for you, Rick, once we'd been to Lac Du and done the meditation?
Once we've been up to Lac Du and just learning to be comfortable in your own silence, the next trip we went on was the Montenay. And I mean, the drive up there, Andy, as you know, is spectacular. And on the walk itself, horseshoeing round, I took one bit of a route, you took another, but we both came together again before getting up to the cairn at the top of Montenay. We're looking at the positive guided reflection and learning to look back on events, but do it in a controlled and staged and safe manner.
As you describe, mate, the positive side is to deal with the real issues that you've come to deal with. There's more than just scientific evidence that one of the best ways to deal with any kind of internal problem is to talk about it. This is in direct contradiction to meditation, which is an internal thing. Now we're talking about getting it out. I like to use all sorts of analogies, and one I like to use in this context is the multi-story car park. When you're having a normal conversation, such as we are at the moment, I liken that to being on a top story. You know, it's light and it just flows naturally. When you go into a topic that's requiring some concentration and some careful thought, and it might be debate or something of that nature, that's really the middle sort of story. That's where you're, you know, focusing on stuff for a specific reason. But the basement is where all the other stuff that we can't really access easily lives. It's a place we don't actually visit. And this is my belief that what is behind nightmares and flashbacks and all sorts of unpleasant things going on in your mind that you don't seem to be able to control is the stuff that is lying down there in the basement. And what we're doing is to actually go deliberately into the basement and to look at what's down there and to clear it out. You do need the confidence. And therefore, we've got a simple set of guidelines which are purely there to give you the confidence that you're not going to get lost or you're not going to get overwhelmed. But for the first time, you are actually taking control of the issue. And most people quite naturally don't want to go anywhere near it. Understandable. But once you've been there, everything afterwards seems to change. You've just got to make that effort once to prove to yourself that you've got control, and that's all you need to do. And that process is how you basically clean out the basement. It no longer has the power it had beforehand. A problem shared is a problem halved. It is so true. So you found the courage. And then we went on to the top of Montenay, which is a beautiful walk in open country. When you're on the top at 7,000 feet, you've got some stunning views. On a really good day with a pair of binoculars, you can see both the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. And one of the loveliest things is a thing called the griffon vulture. And these are very big birds. And these things will circle overhead or actually come and scope you out. And it's a great place to actually just sit down quietly and have a think about these things. How did you find it on top of Montenay when you finally got up there, Rick?
I was just walking around just in a circle, just taking in the vistas and the scape which was in front of me.
Just to emphasize the other side of guided reflection, which is the negative side. Now, I just want to explain the difference between positive and negative here. In our context, I like to use the analogy of a battery. The battery cannot function without two terminals. The negative terminal is not a bad terminal. It's just a terminal. And that is how I see guided reflection. The positive side is just purely there to differentiate it from the negative side, but both of them are good. Now on the negative side, we have the happy trigger. And this is a very simple process of practicing an action and tying it into a thought. The thought can be anything you want it to be, but it needs to be something that's really uplifting. And, you know, you can pick any part of it, or you can just let the memory work at random. When I started doing this, I found myself squeezing my thumb and the second finger on my right hand together automatically. And that became a habit. And eventually, when I was having a bad moment, all I needed to do was just squeeze those two together. And that took me straight back to that particular memory, to my wedding. Again, it's like meditation. It's just a tool. You can't live your life in memory. You can't live your life in an empty mind. But what you have got is methods of controlling the times when it's going bad. So it counteracts also whatever negative feelings you might be having as a result of dealing with the issues that are in the basement of your mind. And when you come out of that, you will feel a little bit drained. But the next morning, the feeling of euphoria of having turned a major corner and realizing that actually I don't feel as bad as I used to do, that a weight has been lifted, that is the proof that this is worth doing, really. And you were talking just now, Rick, about being on top of Montenay and learning about this happy trigger stuff and using it.
Yeah, Andy, you know, and as we laid there, we were working on that happy trigger, wasn't we? Because, I was practicing my go-to memory. Mine's my daughter, but we actually shared one together as well. You know, when we were thinking back to some scenes from Forrest Gump, and it instantly made us laugh.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Lieutenant Dan. After we'd been on Montenay, which is a day-long activity, a lovely day out, you then said to me, I'd like to actually go and deal with one of the issues now. And so we talked about what location would be best for you. The town we're on the edge of, Bagnères de Luchon, has a lot of beautiful places around it. And one of the most beautiful places is a lake. Right next to a grass airfield, it's certainly beautiful and landscaped. And we walked around the lake, quite private. And I think that was the environment that you found the best for you to actually now put into practice everything we'd learned so far.
I was ready to face that topic, and it was absolutely beautiful, picturesque location. And we started off the walk, and to me, it was like 5 minutes had passed. I wasn't even looking at the clock, and you know, it was well over an hour, and we probably walked over a mile. And I'd gone through my journey in a controlled environment with Andy about a subject which had troubled me for a long, long time. The tears were rolling down my face. Andy just listened, and we just walked, and I just let everything out. And it was in a controlled environment, in a picturesque location, and I just splurted everything to do with that memory, which had been troubling me for so long. And we sat on the bench towards having done a loop around the lake and just had a moment together. Andy giving me a pat on the back. We had a good old man hug, tears both sides. But there's nothing wrong with being emotional and getting these emotions out, however they come out. Don't be scared to let these ones out, because it's the whole point of being there, is to stop bottling them up so we can face them. And it was a beautiful thing. The weight just off my shoulders. And I'd had that in for 11 years.
Prior to that moment, you had some very big problems to deal with, and they were huge weights that were having a massive effect. But that courage and determination that got you that far was the final bit that managed you to break through that barrier. It's a huge stigma. But thanks to people like you, Rick, talking honestly about your feelings, your emotions, and particularly about your fight through it, you're now on the other side, well on the other side. I'm hoping that we can spread the word and we can help more people to accept this very simple truth. It's not a sign of weakness. You have actually, in my opinion, enhanced yourself because you overcome that great fear. You're now developing yourself in a much more interesting way than perhaps previously.
It's a generational and behavioural thing as well, you know, because we were brought up in environments where our parents or grandparents didn't speak up on things. So it's naturally already ingrained into us. Then obviously the toughness and the robustness of how we used to operate. It's important for people to realise and understand and that there is help there. There's help for everybody, but let's not forget, you can smile, you can laugh again.
It's a very relaxed, beautiful, uplifting environment. Although we're not on holiday, and I don't like to use that word because that's misleading, I hope it feels like a holiday with a little bit of serious talking in there somewhere. you know, so you come away refreshed and thinking, right, that was a good experience.
That type of setting, it'll always resonate within me. The beauty, the clean air, the sound of nature. You start learning to be good in your own silence. And once you've got self-love, you will be able to love. And there's no better feeling than that.
That's the key, mate. Exactly right. You've got to be able to love yourself before you can love anybody or anything else.
You've got to, you know, and this is where, like, we look back as well and look back on the fond memories. Start looking back on the fond memories. The way they outweigh the negatives. They really, really do.
That's right.
You know, we can find humour in anything.
I was always taught the time to worry is when Marines go silent. You know, then you've got a problem. When I have a little meltdown, a stupid moment, and they are stupid moments, I don't blame PTSD because that's giving PTSD its power. I've written it off. I said, I'm finished. You know, anything that happens subsequent to that moment, that's down to me. And that's right. That's ownership. And you've got to say to yourself, okay, get a grip. Practice the tools. Use the methods you know. But don't just sit there and blame somebody or something else for those problems.
And everyone's circumstances is different, but one thing at a time.
If you'd like to find out more about the Mountain Way, do visit our website, www.mountainway.org. If you'd like to request more information, please do email us at info@mountainway.org and we'll send you our PDFs of information. And do follow us on social media. If you need support now, reach out to charities such as Samaritans, Mind, or your GP.